Huh?
You can bring up your mic if you want.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. You'll be here now.
Yeah, it's a small hour's time. This ain't a rehearsal, it's the real thing. And tonight, beginning of program. This evening, we're actually doing something new. We're broadcasting from the Context Gallery here in Derry, and delighted to be here. And it's, I think, seeing as we're starting something new, I had the really original idea of going right back to the start for the first track of the evening. A Shadow, of course, and it's Stim, and that's the opening tune from Here Comes the Night. And tonight's so different because it's the first time in 13 years of an amateur career in broadcasting, actually doing what's called an OB, which stands for Outside Broadcast. And I'd like to thank Aidan, who's my engineer tonight already, even before we started the show, because he's in control and he's got to make everything all right. And so we heard DJ Shadow first. I think normally when I say hello on the radio, it feels like I'm talking to myself, which I do a lot anyway. But tonight I see faces, so I'm really grateful to the people for kindly coming along. And I feel a bit like a performer or an entertainer or something like Frank Sinatra, or possibly a bit more like the elf in Switzer's Window in about sort of the late 80s, who's actually doing something like playing records. And it's for real, and real as in real like Santa. Good thing is it's a golden age of Irish music, and here's our first glimpse of that precious metal. It's Queeby No Rallig, and we've heard a couple of tracks there, and we've heard The Shining, and it's all about the rhythm, and I'd urge you to get to hear this man play sometime, because he's very special indeed. I'm going to take something now from somebody who's similarly unique in that Queeveen doesn't have a phone, but Moondog couldn't see, and he mostly lived on the streets, but he made music as amazing as this, and this is Pastoral. That's more of the precious metal I was talking about from Dublin, that's Sunken Foal, and I think he won't mind me telling you that the word Sunken Foal, or the name Sunken Foal, came from probably an outside a chipper situation, probably pretty late in the morning, where somebody was trying to say funk and soul. So it's Sunken Foal, and Dutch Elm is the tune. Before that, it's the legendary Moondog and Pastoral. And driving north this evening with Gareth, who kindly set up this whole thing, I just reminded me of the fact that even though winter is kind of hard to accept, it's, it looks really nice when you're driving north in the car and to Derry today. And I chose this next tune for the very same reason. It's called Knee Deep in the North Sea. And the thing about dead air and all that stuff that Aidan, my engineer, who's doing a great job, would be worried about is that there's the most amazing fresh air just outside the door here in Derry at the moment. So let's hear it. Portico Quartet. The great thing, I think, lucky for Britain, was that with the Caribbean immigrants in the 50s, they brought with them not only their luggage, but their rich culture and their music and their soul, and he was one of those. And if you want to investigate that music, there's a label called Honest John's that releases compilations of music from that period recorded in London, having left the Caribbean, and he was one of those. Biggest sort of guy in that scene, Ambrose Campbell. So that was called Yolanda. And the great thing about radio, I guess, is that we can go from Derry to Dublin, or the vice versa, but also the music can jump from Ipswich to the Caribbean. And previously we heard from Ipswich's finest, Portico Quartet, and they're just extremely young kids who look really far too young to be playing jazz at that level, but they're great. So that's Knee Deep in the North Sea, and got to actually raise the pace ever so slightly, BPMs wise. The Ghost of Old Bull Lee. It's the sound of Efteman along with Martin, and it's one of those beautiful regular mistakes on my program, at least, where I play the wrong record. Sometimes that's a disaster, sometimes it's okay, and this time it's definitely worked out okay. That's a lovely tune called Bells by Efteman and remixed by Martin, and a good example of how everything's kind of mixed together these days in the melting pot and how it's all working out. First of all, we had Arthur and You and a tune called The Ghost of Old Bull Lee, and before that it was music, in the middle rather, from B-Movie Lightning and a single called Triple Trouble. And B-Movie Lightning is Mike Small, and he's a man from Galway, and the thing about it is that he's actually, ironically enough, a giant in my world anyway, and he's one of these people who is so obscenely modest that it's difficult to give him praise, but so I try to give him as much as I can whenever I can. So you should check out B-Movie Lightning, and the tune is actually singly available now, and it's called Triple Trouble. And we're going to stay at home, we're going to go back rather home now to a lady who's just made a record, a first record, self-produced, self-written. Everything's played by her, and it's a real statement and a great sign of the future of Mellow Joanne. First of all, for the second time of Alf Askin, we had Mellow Joanne, and she's just starting out. We're going to have her on the program next week when we get back down to Dublin, all the way down. And in the meantime, you can check out her LP, and the tune called Exit is the one that we heard. Then we had our second blast of Strands this morning. That's the work of Stephen Shannon. And then right there, Rollers, Sparkers. And even on beautiful, bright nights like this, it's pretty obvious that the stars remain underground, and these guys are so far underground that somebody probably needs to go and rescue them at some point and pack some of the sponsored sunglasses or something like that. Here's a tune that I just bought at a car park in Monaghan this evening. The magic of the internet. From Arthur Russell, something discovered or released for the first time by Rough Trade 2 years ago, and Arthur Russell, a genius that was never really recognised, and we're talking about modest people again here, but a man who, his methodology involved him just making music on his own, sampling before the technology was available, and then using the very first Walkman or Walkmen to walk around New York City and listen to his own music. And there's something extremely powerful about him, and that record right there was just a graduation show that he did, and he did lots of things, and they're all worth investigating. Once more, you're welcome to the Small Hours. It's still the Small Hours, even though it feels extremely different, because tonight we're in the Context Gallery here in Delery. It's Derry. And I'd like to really thank Theo and Mara for making me feel so welcome here. And again, to Aiton on sound and to Garrett on camera, who's taken me from the good side, which is really good as well. And we're going to go back to home, stay at home for the while, and we're going to play Adebisi Shank now. This one doesn't have a title. It has two brackets, a big gap in the middle. Robert Wyatt, and if you know Robert Wyatt's story, then you'll know that he is really an example of the triumph over adversity, and how his life changed and his career changed, and his commitment to music is incredible. And he's one of these people who, it's quite obvious, doesn't see any limits, and he keeps getting better, and he's one of my heroes. So that's Robert Wyatt. Before that, Van Dyke Parks, a man similarly an amazing producer, and he recently produced a Joanna Newsom album. And if you know the work of Joanna Newsom, you'll know how intricate it is. And like Creevy O'Reilly not having a phone, they communicated only by letter. And again, I just love that idea. So the tune from Van Dyke Parks is from Discover America, and the, it was called Acapella. And we're going to go back home now again to a hotbed of musical activity right now. And it's a county or in the city called Waterford. And this is 7:10. Yeah, that's another of the new school of producers who are just producing great music at the moment. Wolf and Lamb is the label from New York City, and it's similarly as Waterford, a hotbed of musical activity, especially Brooklyn, and that's where Pup Coolies and Rebecca come from. and that tune is called Save Me. Starkey before that, another American dubstep producer, and that tune was Stars, and that was dedicated to Garrett. And the tunes before that both came from James Blake, and they're both on the Clavier Work EP, and that's just out on the R&S label. Time has flown this evening. It's cliches. I mean, sometimes they're not true, like judging a book by the cover or a watch kettle never boils, but time really does go faster when you're with people, and it's been a great pleasure being in the Context Gallery here in Derry this evening. And I've got a few more tunes to play, but I'd like to invite anybody who wants to come to the show and hang out tomorrow night, or anybody who wants to know about how to have a radio career that doesn't really go anywhere, but I can tell you everything I need to know, or need to know, ask me anything, and I'd be delighted to talk to you. And technically speaking, I'd also really like to thank Aidan for helping me, because if you do come down to the Context Gallery, you'll discover that DJing isn't really rocket science. But I'm such a philistine that I've had to use two headphones tonight, and it feels like I'm flying a Ryanair plane or something like that. Extremely difficult. So I'm going to play this one for anybody of any age trying to sleep. That's called Save Me, and that's our second last tune this evening from our very first outside broadcast ever, in the world ever. And it's been a pleasure playing here in the Context, and I hope that if you're in Derry, that you can come down tomorrow night or the night after, or even the night after when we've got something special planned, something cooking. And the thing is that music really is everything that you want it to be, and I didn't say that, but Bob Dylan actually did. Good night now. End of line, beginning of program. Feel our spirits rising, and we're on OB day two here in the Context Gallery in Derry, and beautiful Derry. Something about the Derry air. And anyway, haven't done one in 13 years, and I've been sitting talking to myself in a studio for all that time. So it's wonderful to be in a place that's kind of like a radio shelter for people who want to listen to music late at night. And we're going to try and put a good show together. And it, by the way, if you're in the Derry area or passing by, you can call in. And I'll give you more information about things that might be happening later on in the week as well. So you're very welcome to the show. Now, just in case, there's somebody listening who's never heard the radio before, or maybe never even heard music before, here's kind of how it all works, actually. Monaghan on the way here, and the stony grey soil is looking particularly well these days, or at least how it sounded, or how it was described by the great man Patrick Kavanagh. And I think generally speaking, it's fair to say that one of the things about music is that it can sometimes say things that words can't, or can't reach, or language can't reach, but when the two collide, something really mysterious and brilliant happens. We heard Lisa O'Neill before that, and I think when I think about Luke Kelly, I just wish and the footage that's available of him that I'd had five minutes would do, just to hear him play or to hear him sing just once, because it can be such a powerful thing. But Lisa O'Neill is somebody like that, and so we're so looking forward to inviting her here to the Context on Thursday night, and you should tune in. And if you're anywhere in the area, if you're within walking, cycling or hobbling distance, you should definitely try and come along. It's not going to be that much of a melancholic show, but after hearing one person who was lost, I think of another, and this is Jeff Buckley. right now if you don't like what's happening. That's what he said there, but I'd like you all to stay, sorry. But Van Morrison, and I love that song. It's called He Ain't Give You None. Before that, Jeff Buckley, and a tune that he recorded just before his very sad demise, and it was called Everybody Here Wants You. And the thing about those sessions, which he recorded at the time, he himself was just regarded them as demos, but even as demos or as an example of what they could have turned out to be, they're already something magnificent, and it was such a tragic loss to music. And in actual fact, I was talking about how I would go back, if I could go back in time, I'd go back and I'd see Luke Kelly singing, but I should really talk about how lucky I am to have heard Jeff Buckley singing. And it happened really early on, very randomly, when I was in New York one time, and I walked into a bar and there was four people, and one was working in the bar, and there was a guy with a fur coat, and there was two girls in the corner, and he was singing all of the songs from the Elton John songbook, and I thought, this guy can sing, and it was Jeff Buckley. So needless to say, I didn't just have the one that particular evening. So I'm going to play you something different now. Pick up the place ever so slightly. Our music now is that it's just coming at us from all angles, basically. And that's from Croatia, and they're called Eddie Meets Jana, and that there's called Mr. Sakamoto. And before that, we had quite by accident a Parrot along with Ellen Alien. And seeing as we're here in a gallery with people, it's brilliant in the sense that, in many ways, but especially in the sense that you get to see that DJing isn't exactly rocket science or anything like that. And just mixing up the number 4 and 5, which is what I did there, is just about the biggest hazard in the job. So people have to put up with a lot more every day. So it's a pleasure to play on the radio, and it's a pleasure to play here in the Context Gallery in particular. I was mentioning a minute ago about the random collisions between words and music in Patrick Kavanagh and in Luke Kelly. But sometimes, extended again, it can happen in different ways. And this is a collision of a brilliant Brazilian band called Ocean Blade with a great English band called Radiohead. A producer called Fatty TL, who comes from New York City, making great music, and that's the latest one from him, and it's called My Friends Always Say. You're listening to The Small Hours, and you're listening this time from Derry, where the air is so great that I think the signal is probably better than it's ever been, or rather I hope it is. And you can still text the program 087 4100 102. Even though I'm not looking at the number, I can remember it. An amazing thing. And obviously you could tell from the technical difficulties that I'm a DJ, a special needs DJ. So I'm very lucky to have Aidan on my side today. And I've always been sort of, for the last 13 years, just doing sort of alone in the studio, and which can be grand. And when you're doing such a happy job, it's fine. But if you're not getting on with yourself, for instance, that can be a bit tricky. So it's great to have a Small Hours team, and in particular, I'd also like to thank Theo and Mar from the Context Gallery, and to Garrett, who put the whole thing together. And the whole thing is kind of building up to Thursday night, when we're going to have a show here with Noel Sumbu and Lisa O'Neill, two of great artists who are going to perform on the show and talk. And they could be dancing, you never know, anything could happen, but the door is open anyway here while the show is going on. And thanks to everybody for coming tonight, and thanks to everybody for listening at home. We've got loads more music to go. I think this outside broadcast thing has kind of it's been a revelation, and I'm dreaming of roadcasters now at this point, and possibly ones with a big yellow Today FM logo, and we could go on the yellow brick road, and it would be brilliant, or maybe it wouldn't be very good at all. So here's some new music again from Ireland, Visionaire, and this is called Troll's Hat. And I think of the people that I know who are actually making the most revolutionary music that I have the greatest faith in, and it's not the case that I'm always worried or anything, but I predict great things for that man. He's very special, and that's taken from a new EP, which is a real breakthrough for him, and it's called Clavier Work, and it's on the RNS label, and I definitely encourage you to have a listen to that.
because you're going to be hearing a lot about James Blake. I'm going to play you one now from a band called The Sea and the Cake.
Yeah, that's another Irish producer, and a very young guy. This music was probably made when he was studying for his Leaving Cert or something like that, at which time I could just about... Actually, not just about, I couldn't fix a puncture, but this music can be made by Frank Savini, or has been made by him, and he's made not that too many things, but each thing has been progression, and sometimes it's better to take things slowly, and the way the business works sometimes can really affect how an artist with great potential never realizes it, and that's very unfortunate. I'm going to play slow things down again before we end the program, but I'm going to play a few things from people who, such people who got involved in the music business, were special, and but who chose not to play the game for different reasons, three very different stories. But they remain three of my heroes in music, and they're Vashti Bunyan and Linda Perhax and Karen Dalton. And the first you're going to hear is Vashti Bunyan. And a couple of days ago I saw a documentary made about her, and her story is incredibly interesting. She was, in 1965, had just a special talent and got to play for Andrew Luke Oldham, who was looking after other people like the Rolling Stones and Marianne Faithfull. And so she recorded one song for him, and it was brilliant, but they started to market her like the new Marianne Faithfull. And every article that was written said Marianne Faithfull about 20 times, and maybe her name once. And for some other reasons, she just decided to escape. And she spent 6 weeks in total in the music business. And she decided to leave London and go to the island of Skye in the Hebrides, and on horseback, basically, with a very old cart, and living in the trees and stuff like that. And it sounds almost impossible, but this documentary really revealed what an amazing lady she was, and how full of resolve and bravery, even though, you know, she didn't get to make the record. She's back making records, and this is from the comeback album. And some people work slowly, but it took 38 years for her to make her second record. That's a beautiful tune from Pastoral by Moondog, which you heard last night as well. And the thing about Moondog was he lived a very strange life, but a wonderful creative person. And we were pretty eccentric people here in Ireland. But he used to hang around 6th Avenue in New York, and he was blind, and he made his own clothes to make... He made himself into a kind of a Norse god, so I'd love to have seen that as well. But you should check him out, Moondog. There's two records available with all his music, which totals about 40 pieces of songs or pieces of music. Because mostly he was a street musician, but that one there is called Pastoral, the appropriately titled. Before that, it was one of those other people who just disappeared after making something really special, and it was Linda Perhax. And she was from Hawaii, and she made this record in a place called Chimicum. And I think when she arrived there, it was raining for about several days, and she wrote that song. And it's one of the best descriptions of nature, and it's like that Raglan Road thing about words and music kind of being perfectly matched sometimes. And then before that, Vashti Bunyan, who's back again. And if you get a chance to see the documentary, I'd urge you to do so, and also to check out her music, because she's wonderful. Both of those people left the music business for sort of personal reasons, as in more or less objecting to how it was ran and how they were treated. But Karen Dalton's career was different, and her demise really came about through being mistreated by the business. So she really only got to make two records, and she was the star of Greenwich Village in the late 60s. The first record was just recorded at a house, very simply. And then, again, the record company
the man came along and gave a lot of money to produce a second record, but consequently made life very difficult for her. But the result is, the good part of the story is the fact that the record that was made with some money is a wonderful production. And I once heard Nick Cave say that he went to Brazil for 4 months and listened to one song every day, all the time, on repeat, and it was this. Yeah, you got to be careful with that song because there's real danger that you can't stop listening, or you'll stop listening to everything else, as I did when I heard it as well. Karen Dalton and Something's On Your Mind. It's almost time to close the programme, The Small Hours, and once more I'd like to thank very much Theo here in the Context Gallery for allowing me to broadcast with people. It's been scientifically proven in the last 2 days that people are alive and listen to the programme, which is brilliant. And I think that we're building up to something on Thursday, which should be really special, and the door is open. And the thing is that if it's anything like, you'll get a great welcome, because if it's anything like the one I got, and it'll be a special evening. So it's in the on Artillery Street is where to go in the Context Gallery. I'm sure come along tomorrow night as well. And but Thursday night we will have something really special, and I hope that you enjoyed the programme this morning. In fact, I'm so happy here. I missed nothing about Dublin, and not even Brennan's bread. And we're not sponsored by anybody. One of the great things about broadcasting at this time of night is that there's no adverts, which I'm sure everybody else loves just as much as I do. But if there was one, it would be Brennan's Bread, and we could have Brennan's Bread today on Today FM or something like that. So I'm just going to say goodnight now with Mulatu Astutake. It's Small Hours time, and it must be Small Hours time. Same hour exactly here in Derry as back home in Dublin, and thanks to KC down there. And you're very welcome to the programme. And today we have a bit of atmosphere in that beautiful Derry air is actually blowing in the window. It's cold outside, but it's warm in here, and we have an audience and an atmosphere, I hope. And I think you could say that this OB is kind of sponsored by the weather at the moment, but it feels great. And today I got to go to Malinhead and visit a place where Marconi did his first broadcast, and seeing as Today FM broadcast from Marconi House, it all kind of felt right. Tonight we're going to start the program with some guitar music, because tomorrow night we're going to have the best guitarist that I know live here in the gallery in Derry. So we're going to start with this and a few more guitar tunes. To get us started and to get the appetites whetted for tomorrow night here in the Context Gallery, when Nivelle Sumbu and Lisa O'Neill will both be playing guitar and singing. And I should have said really that you're very welcome to come to the Context. We've got an open door policy. Basically, it's never too late until 2 a.m. But so you can come tonight, and I would urge you to come tomorrow night. It would be great to have you here. So before we've got Checkerboard to thank for that last tune. Before that, from the Congo, which is where Nivelle Sumbu hails from, Ilunga Patrice and a tune called Mama Josephine, and Sun House started the programme. So being in Derry has been brilliant so far, and one of the best things was the drive out to Malinhead today, and we got to see lots of this weather stuff, but bless it. That's a man called Daedalus from Canada, and the tune is Stampede. And before that, a man who I believe to be one of the greats of music of all time, and possibly a little bit less recognised for being so than he should be, John Martin, from an album called Bless the Weather. And I can't emphasise enough how great it was to get to Malinhead today. And as well as the wind-blowing factor, there was a mind-blowing factor of being in the actual hut where Marconi sent out the first signals in 1922. And I think we've got him to thank very much really for radio, because, well, I like it, and it's a very handy place to pass on music. in that regard, I'd like to thank Checkerboard for passing on a couple of the tunes that are in the show tonight. I'd also like to dedicate the next one to my friend Greg, and it's great to have you listening, Greg, and we're all good here in Derry. And the thing about late night radio is that you never really, it can be a lonely place to be technically, but you never feel alone really, because there's always people listening, and it's such an important thing. And here's a song about the radio, and I think this sums it all up. I think Marconi would be proud. Katie Kim does him proud. And again, that's Cuilín Uralic and a couple of tunes together, one called Bright and Shining, that one right there. And before that, we had from Cuilín, Fad an Uller. Before that again, Dino Salusi and a tune called Gorion, and Katie Kim with a song called Radio, which kind of sums it up. And again, such a wonderful trip to Malinhead, and I think it's affected getting out of Dublin, getting out of the big smoke has changed my mind about how to prepare for the programme. And so I hope it sounds okay this evening or this morning, and it's certainly good to have listeners here with us. And hey, there's listeners here. and you're welcome to come here to the complex again, I repeat, anytime you want. I guess one of the things about having a live audience is that it's pretty obvious that DJs don't do that much, and there aren't exactly manual labourers or rocket scientists for that matter, and sometimes they're good at doing introductions. Then some people introduce their own songs, and I wouldn't dare introduce this one because it's John McCormack's song To the Seals, and you have to hear this right from the start with lots of hiss. Sorry, Ian. From Yarona, that's the great Abdullah Ibrahim from South Africa, and before that, the Portico Quartet with Knee Deep in the North Sea. And the link between the two of those is that I actually got to see both of them. Both couldn't be different to the Portico Quartet, are teenagers from Ipswich, and Abdullah Ibrahim, an elder statesman in South Africa. But I've got to see them both play, and there's something about it, that music, that people can be on the same page, even if they're so different, and on the same journey. So, like, may the road rise with both of them. And Abdullah Ibrahim, saw him at the Cork Jazz Festival once, and was lucky enough to have a seat so close that I could have tipped him on the back and asked him to play something. But how could I dare do such a thing? But I also got to shake his hand and the hand of Herbie Hancock, and they both have incredibly long fingers. So that's tonight's fact from the Small Hours. Before that, we actually had John McCormack, and introducing himself, the mesmerising song To the Seals. And if you ever need, or should you ever need, if I'm getting out of hand and you need to stop me in my tracks, just play me that song. And so great was our trip to Malinhead today. We're going to get back to the sea songs soon enough, and we've got a couple of good ones in store, I have to say. But the oft-quoted thing that talking about music is like dancing about architecture. Some people say Elvis Costello said it. I think it could be Confucius. It's that true. But describing music is indeed very difficult. But sometimes in songs, I think that rule doesn't apply. And here's a couple of those now. Have said it better myself. Butane, Our Brains and Music, two examples from them there. Butane, before that, Van Dyke Parks, from way back, an album called Discover America. Fascinating character, sorry about that. And that's from Discover America, one of the three brilliant albums that he made, and he's since become really a legendary producer, and that one's called Acapella. We're going to have some upbeat music in just a while, in case you're worried, and but I'm just going to jump back to our sea songs theme for the moment, if I may. And again, being at the most northerly point of the country today was really inspiring, because there's a lot of ocean to take in, let's face it, when you're looking up north from there. And this next song is one of my favourites, and it's a Mary O'Hara song, which is a strange maybe to hear on the programme, but you have to listen to this. It's called O Roam of Audin, and basically the theme is, I will row my boat to where my love resides, on whichever island that may be, something we've all tried to do and end up shipwrecked very often. Yeah. And that's somebody brand new, in my world anyway, and I'm delighted to have discovered and listened to the music of Angkor Wat recently, and looking forward to hearing more. And you can hear that song on her MySpace page. Before that, it was Moondog, who certainly didn't know anything about MySpace, but he knew how to handle his own space pretty well, and he didn't play by anybody's rules, and was completely free, and is a man you should really check out. And we heard Pastoral from him. Before that, it was Mary O'Hara and Oro Mavadin, and an actual story. An Italian friend of mine moved to Ireland on the basis of me playing him that tune in Milan once, and I'm happy to report that he made a very good decision. And Mary O'Hara, Moondog and Angkor Wat are very different people, but I would put them all in the same boat, or in the same Vadin, to put it another way. We're going to change styles ever so slightly now, and this is one from Canada, Bernard's song. I'm concerned. And before that, Strands, and a tune we heard last night as well, called Ciao Bell. And before that, Visionaire, Richie Egan from Jape, his new project, along with Niall Byrne from the Redneck Manifesto. And they've got four tracks, the Autumn EP, which you can download for free, and you should definitely do that. Before that, we had Output Message, and they come from Canada, and Bernard's song was the song we heard from them. I want to again thank Theo here at the Context Gallery. Thanks, Theo, who've just been incredibly welcoming. And I think among the many great things that has happened this week is that I've conquered my fear of asking people what time it is or what we're for directions, because around here, Derry folk just seem to kind of dive into the explanation of where your destiny lies and are so friendly. And it sounds like a cliche, but it's actually absolutely true. And we'd like to invite you as well to come tomorrow night. Might be a bit late now to get over tonight, but tomorrow night it's an open door policy, and what a door, number one. And along with wooden cobbles, there's actually, and that welcome, there was actually an actual red carpet there this evening, which I avoided just in case I might catch some celebrity disease, because the last thing I want to be at this point, bad enough, is to be VIP positive. But anyway, tomorrow night we're going to have Noelle Sumbu here, and we're also going to have this amazing girl, Lisa O'Neill. By Zinya, and it's called Zinya, and I shouldn't have stopped Eric Ajay Man before that prematurely. It comes from having 10 clumsy thumbs, unlike Harvey Hancock and Abdullah Ibrahim, who have lovely fingers. But Eric Ajay Man, the tune is called Na Eden. Before that, it was from Ethiopia and the series Ethiopiques, Mulatu Astatake. The tune was called Tezeta, also from Ethiopiques, the same golden age of Ethiopian music, 1965. Melukwin Melesa and Kien Adi. And before that, from the United States of America, a tune called In My Room Where You Sleep, and that's by Dead Man's Bones. Just got time for a couple more.